going to lunch.
We're going to lunch? This is Out with Joe. With Joe Manchicotti.
Actually, honey, we're going to lunch.
Restaurants.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Food and drink.
And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee, ketchup gives them flavor.
Entertainment.
I like having something going every day. Maybe nothing big, but a little daily recreation don't hurt anybody.
Got a review? You're the critic. Call Joe now.
Have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
Now, it's time to go out with Joe. Out with Joe. With Joe.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Out with Joe. I'm Joe Mandricotti. Out with Joe is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, 318 Plantation Street, now offering pet insurance. Well, we have a few great events coming up this month that you might want to make plans for. But I want to tell you first that last Sunday was Pet Rock, and Teddy and I attended, and Teddy got to meet many of you, and we had a great time, and we're planning to attend Buddy Dog's Woofstock on the 23rd. That will be in Hudson. Now, this is the annual fundraiser for Buddy Dog Humane Society. Well, Start on the Street returns to Park Ave in Worcester tomorrow from 11 to 6 p.m. Over 250 artists will join in. Start on the Street is the signature event, a day-long of art, music, and cultural celebration on Park Ave in Worcester. The Boston Food Festival will be taking place at the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway tomorrow from 11 to 5. This is a free outdoor festival that showcases farmers, local restaurants, food trucks, specialty food producers, fisher folks, and organizations focusing on healthy food and fitness from New England. It is free and open to everyone. Georgia's Coney Island will be celebrating its 100th year. So join Coney Island Hot Dog as they show their appreciation for you, the Worcester community. Coney Island is open every day except for Tuesdays. They are celebrating this milestone by inviting you to join them to hear about your memories that you and your loved ones may have had there over the years. Lots of activities are planned, including face painting, raffles, and more. Lots of local vendors, along with the Worcester Bravehearts, will be there. This is free to attend, and it is on Sunday the 30th at Coney Island Hot Dog, 158 Southbridge Street, Worcester. Well, it's time now to take a look at what is hot and happening on the local music scene. Tina Marie Billing has this week's Music Minute. Tina?
Good morning, Joe. Here are my picks for live local music this weekend. Tonight, the Brunson Burners are at Fish Restaurant and Wine Bar in Marlboro, and Duke Robillard takes a stage at the Center for the Arts in Natick. Back to the 80s returns to Plain Ridge Park Casino in Plainville, and Scott Damgard entertains at Danny Sullivan's in Framingham. Eclipse gets you dancing at Owen O'Leary's in Southboro, and Different Strokes are at the Middle East Restaurant in Cambridge. Blue Honey is at Padovano's in Worcester, and the Carlos Odia Trio play for your dining pleasure at Cyprian Keys Golf Club in Boylston. And for Sunday, Big John Short is at Vincent's in Worcester from 6 to 9. The Reminiscence are the feature at the Leominster Elks Lodge, 1237 in Leominster. Stop by the Sunday brunch with Jimmy Morrell and friends at the Gardner Ale House in Gardner. And Living on a Bad Name, a Bon Jovi tribute, rocks the Lafayette Club in Taunton. Pete Henderson's Blues Jam is at the Jasper Hill Cafe in Holliston. And that's my Music Minute for the week, Joe. Now back to you.
Thank you, Tina. To hear this and more, and to find out about our fantastic finds and hidden gems, check out outwithjoe.com and follow us on social media at Out With Joe. Out With Joe has been brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, 318 Plantation Street, Worcester, now offering you pet insurance. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Now let's get back to Conservatively Speaking.
The preceding program has been a production of Cameo Productions.
Opinions, criticisms, evaluations, and praises by the host, guest, and callers are not necessarily those of Cameo Productions, its staff, or management.